The Twilight Concert Series returns to Pioneer Park this summer, every Thursday, July 16th through August 27th. Visit twilightconcertseries.com for the full lineup and more details.
The 6th Annual Utah Beer Festival takes place Saturday, August 15th at Library Square in downtown Salt Lake City. Visit utahbeerfestival.com for more details.
I'm Christian Schultz, junior editor for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll have the first of two special Craft Lake City previews on Soundwaves, with music from Big Wild Wings and Bullets and Bells. Big Wild Wings are an alternative trio from Salt Lake City. The group comprises Lindsay Austin on bass and vocals, Tyler Hummel on keys, and Chris Soper on drums. The band started in the spring of 2012, with Austin and Hummel bouncing between bands and members while writing music. The group solidified in 2013 when Soper joined the group. In November of 2014, the band released their debut album, Speaking in Cursive, earning radio play and reviews, as well as NPR recognition. We're going to be chatting with the band later in the episode, but first, we're going to play a track off of their debut. This song is called So Far Away. So Far Away off of Big Wild Wings' debut album Speaking in Cursive. Soundwave's producer, Gavin Sheehan, sat down to talk with the band.
How is it for you guys now kind of being a band on the rise in Salt Lake where you've practically been interviewed by everybody at this point?
It's fun. Yeah. It's busy, for sure.
I like staying busy, though. It's been
me too.
Good ride.
It's always hard when we would have, like, a show or two a month, and then you get in kind of a rut of just doing nothing. I don't know. Things start to feel a little stagnant after a while. But
It's good to have time to get into the space, though. We've had a lot of time to write lately, even though we've been really busy and got to put out, like, a few new songs at shows. So that's been really exciting.
So yeah. Played a new one last night, and it felt so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very nice.
Get a little tired of playing the same album over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But you put out an album, and you can't just start to play all your new ones because people didn't, they buy the CD.
Right.
And then
this doesn't
start,
sound like the CD.
I didn't hear any of the songs that I love.
You're not like Rush where you've already done this entire library and you're like, here's a brand new one. We'll play Tom Sawyer later.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Right.
Speaking of, that album kind of blew up, locally at least. How's that been for you to, it's played, been played on X96 and KRCL and KUER and...
That's been awesome. I mean, I think your review of it had a lot to do with the initial rise. No, really. It was good timing, and I think you had some really nice things to say that maybe made other people realize, like, oh, maybe I'll check this out.
Really, that article in Slug was like the catalyst of everybody else finding out about this album.
That's how KVR found us. That's how Radio West contacted us. They were like, oh, I saw you in the
top five.
That's
how my debt collectors found me.
He's been going under a fake name. That's why he goes by Tyler in the band.
Speaking of the NPR connection, you did the Tiny Table thing. Mm-hmm. How was that experience like for you guys?
It was fun. I mean, it was just the contest, so we just, like, made a video, and
it was
we wrote a little song.
It was our first time making a video as a band, though, so it was a really good experience.
Yeah.
It helped us find the guy we're going to be doing videos with in the future as well, which was really nice. It was just a good time. A lot of fun.
It was. We're going to be doing a full music video in the next couple of months, so we're going to try and launch our Kickstarter, hopefully in a couple of weeks, and then do, like, a three-week campaign, and... try and film it, maybe,
before
it starts snowing.
Yeah. I saw the clip of you guys jumping in a pool. So.
Yeah, that was fun.
Got some suits.
Swimming in
jumped
suits.
In, yeah.
Never thought it'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I know. A bunch of kids were just staring at us like, well, we were wearing all black suits, and all these people thought we were like FBI or something, and they were like, why are they filming at the pool? This is creepy.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What are you kids doing in my pool in suits?
Don't you know you don't wear suits in
it's
pools?
Our wetsuits.
So something you've done that a lot of other bands don't really do, or you went on a national tour. So how was that experience?
It was the coolest.
Spectacular.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
So
I had a really
great
time.
It was cool. Like, I think it kind of showed everyone that we can do this, you know, make it happen for ourselves. It's not just something that we will do locally and play a show or two every month. It'll be like a thing that we can
Above all, we showed ourselves that we can do this.
Yeah.
I was so nervous to get on the road. And then the day we got in the car, everything felt so natural and organic. Everything fell into place. And oh my gosh, we were so accommodated the whole time.
People were super nice to us.
It was crazy. Yeah.
It really helped me learn that you can trust strangers.
No, be careful.
Yeah.
Careful with that philosophy.
This guy in a van, up on the side of the road.
Did you do your own booking and couch surfing and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, we ended up having, so I did all of the booking, and then we ended up having places to stay in every place that we booked, just mostly friends, and then a couple times just people that were like, hey, you know, bands we played with or whatever that let us stay with them, so.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Very cool.
And we got showers. It's kind of unreal.
We were gearing up for sink baths every day.
We heard about the nightmares.
We only took like one.
Yeah.
That was when our van broke down just east of San Francisco.
Right after it got towed.
It got towed in San Francisco. $543 even to make it nice and convenient.
Yeah.
How generous.
And then it broke down the second we pulled out of
the right after the Golden Gate Bridge.
Uh-huh. We got over the Golden Gate Bridge and it would not go any further. We made it to the top of the very next hill and then coasted on to Lucky Drive. It was actually called Lucky Drive.
It was so incredibly ironic.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah, we need to write a song about Rune. He's our freelance mechanic.
At least do a Grateful Dead cover or something, because he looks just like Jerry Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
So you partially speak about playing a venue, like being that band that plays venues every week or so. Now that you have gotten to this kind of echelon of knowledge and popularity in the scene, is there a worry that like you'll become oversaturated? Like if you're playing Urban Lounge every couple of weeks, or you're playing a new venue every week, toned that back, or are you just kind of like, we're doing what we do?
I mean, yeah, it's hard because Salt Lake is great, but you definitely do hear.
I think the plan is to do a lot of these mini tours of neighboring cities. It's kind of harder to do that on the west side of the country because all the towns are so spaced out. But Las Vegas, Cedar City, Denver,
Boise, just doing small weekend shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives you a little more drive at home too. If people can't just come see you, if you play every week, then they, I'll catch you next week.
Yeah, and then they just never show up. But yeah, Salt Lake has been so good to us, but it's really easy to overdo it. And in the summer, it's nice because you have the opportunity of playing all these different shows that are outdoors and everything. But in the winter, it's like you have the same handful of bars and venues that you can frequent in Salt Lake. And so it's hard because we want to play all the time because it feels good and that's what we want to do. But you can't really do that in Salt Lake in the winter, at least. Right now, we're kind of trying to ride the wave of Craft Lake City and playing Farmers Market and doing all of that and playing shows out of town. So that's been really nice. But yeah, we're going to have to...
Summer is definitely a good time to stick around Salt Lake.
Because
of all these great festivals going on.
And we've had a lot of good support locally, too. People have been really great.
It's been awesome.
Very cool. Sure. The style that you've kind of cultivated, it's helped you stand out a lot. Like, if you look at our landscape, there really isn't this kind of band right now. It's not like I can point to a rock band and be like, oh yeah, they look and sound like Big Wild Wings. So how is it for you kind of being there but mildly separated from everybody else because what you have is so different?
Yeah. I like that.
Absolutely. Really, I love that I still cannot identify the genre that we play.
Yeah.
Because we mix it up a lot. It helps keep things fresh, Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, too, because we have so many different styles we play that depending on the venue or show, we can kind of cater our set to fit into that more. If we're playing an all-ages show and there are a bunch of kids there, we'll play a bunch of our upbeat stuff. If it's kind of more of a down-tempo night, we can play some of our slower songs. And I think that makes it cool. And we get paired with the most random bands all the time, but it's so cool. It works out really well. We played with Hectic Hobo the other night, and those guys were so great, but so different from us. They were awesome, though, and I think it's cool to get paired up with different bands, too. It's not like a whole night of the same song,
Yeah.
In music, especially in Salt Lake, there's been more criticism that it's been a male-dominated scene. The ratio of women or gender non-binary is kind of on the low par end. Is there any pressure on your end? I guess this is more for Lindsay. Is there any pressure on your end to kind of be a representative of that kind of thing, like women can rock too kind of thing? Or is it just kind of like, I don't know what the big deal is. I play music. I just happen to be a woman that plays music.
I think it's more that, but also, I try to be a good example for other people that are trying to do the same thing, And people will, ask me advice on how to get started with their project or whatever, But, the people that treat it like it's an issue for them. But for me, it's not, I don't think of it in that way. I think everyone treats me the same, and if they don't, I don't talk to them,
I know that's for Lindsay, but I would just say, I don't think she's a good female singer. I think she's a good singer. I've never even really considered, gender as a part of it. Yeah. Full faith.
I wasn't saying, it was a separation.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Yeah.
What's next for all of you? You've got this album that's been out less than a year. You've gotten to this level, and we've talked about what you've done and how you're going. What's, next for you guys?
Touring.
Yeah.
And a new album.
And a new album.
And a music
video.
All sorts of plans.
So many plans.
When we're touring, I'd like us to be playing the new album. So hopefully we can really start getting to work on that. Just really focusing on that. I've noticed in the practice space, we're not really practicing the old album anymore. We're just sticking to the new ones, which is really refreshing.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard because, we want to spend our time playing shows and playing our new music, but at the same time, we have to kind of get a new album in the works if we want to do that, you know? If we want to start playing our new songs and then we sell our old CD, it's kind of hard to tour with that, you know? I'd like to start working on a new album in the next few months, too, if we can work it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Gavin.
The Twilight Concert Series returns to Pioneer Park this summer, presented by the Salt Lake City Arts Council, every Thursday, July 16th through August 27th. The series brings together an eclectic selection of performers from various genres, all at an affordable price for a massive audience to attend. Tickets are on sale in advance at 24tix.com for $5, or for purchase the day of the show for $10. Gates open at 5 p.m. and music starts at 7 p.m. Visit twilightconcertseries.com for the full lineup and for more details.
The 6th Annual Utah Beer Festival, presented by Salt Lake City Weekly, will take over Library Square this year in downtown Salt Lake City. On Saturday, August 15th, from 3 to 8 p.m., you'll be able to partake in over 100 brews from all around Utah, while also being treated to live music from local bands, a karaoke stage, food vendors, and food trucks to complement your drink. Tickets will also be available for the VIP Lounge, which is hosted by the Beer Professor, as well as early beer drinker tickets to enjoy the fest an hour earlier than the general public. Visit utahbeerfestival.com to purchase tickets and get full details.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love...
Hello, Sweetie!
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie!
Now that we're back from break, we're going to listen to another Craft Lake City performer, Bullets and Bells. Bullets and Bells are a three-piece doo-wop folk group currently composed of Ryan Cron on guitar and vocals and Aaron Haley and Noel Sandberg on vocals and percussion. The band has been together since 2011 in various forms, releasing several EPs, singles, and full-length albums. In May of 2015, they released their latest album, Ready. We're going to play a track from that album. The song is called Out of Reach.
Not cold enough.
was Out of Reach from Bullets and Bells' 2015 album, Ready. You can find more info on both of these bands and a complete lineup of the music performers from this year's Craft Lake City DIY Festival at craftlakecity.com. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter at slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, Henry Glashine, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Next week, we'll have the second of our two Craft Lake City preview episodes as we chat with Billow City Bags and Salt Lake Lamp Works. Thanks for listening.